Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. It's another brand spanking new episode of Is It Just Me? And it is just me today, Joe Elvin, your host. James Williams, who regular listeners will know, is normally with me, possibly having the worst day of his life, organising the GQ Man of the Year Awards, which run in a couple of hours from now. Hi, James. Hope you still have all your hair and not too stressed. I am so excited because I've got one of my favourite actresses on the show today. And we are here because she's the sensation, the breakout star of the blockbuster film of the year. It's Gemma Chan. You know her from Humans on Channel 4. And now she's one of the stars of Crazy Rich Asians.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
You have been working hard.
Yeah, it's been quite mad, crazy.
Keeping up with those social media posts, though. Well
I
done.
Know. Gosh, it's quite full on keeping up with that. But no, it's been brilliant. We took the film to America first, toured it all over.
Yeah.
Went to Boston, Philly, Dallas, and then ended up in LA. And then we shared it with some audiences in London last night, which was
so
really
amazing.
Exciting. When did you see
it?
I saw it
on Monday night. Okay. Yes. And now tell me, are you sick of answering this question? Is it Crazy Rich Asians or Crazy Rich Asians?
I think the crazy refers to the rich, as in they're not just, I've spoken to Kevin Kwan, the author, about this. It's you know, not just super rich, it's not mega rich, it's crazy rich.
I do like that phrase. There's a little bit of crazy in there.
Yeah, there's a little bit, yeah. There are a few crazy characters. I think it's, got a double.
But I feel like you're the center and the heart of the film. It's like every time you appear, and I don't want to give away any spoilers, but every time you appear, you feel like, oh, okay, everything's going to be all right. We're going to have a calm moment here. There's going to be some heart and soul.
Oh, thank
you. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, you never know. Well, she could break out some kind of wacky moment. You never know in the next film. But in this movie.
Because it centers around your character, the next one, doesn't it?
Potentially,
yes. Which is exciting. Yeah.
Really exciting. Yeah, because it's a trilogy of books.
Yeah.
So this is an adaptation of the first novel, and then there's two more, and there's loads of things they could explore if they wanted to.
I don't want to give away any spoilers, and you will be so well rehearsed at this. For those who don't know, what's it actually about?
The story is centered around a Chinese-Singaporean family, as seen through the eyes of an Asian-American girl from New York, who's played by Constance Wu, and she has no idea that her fiancé Nick, they're both professors at NYU, she has no idea that he comes from essentially Singaporean aristocracy. And they go back to Singapore for his best friend's wedding, and it's about her negotiating his family, the kind of society, and the people she encounters, and the mother, the potential mother-in-law, who is played by the wonderful Michelle Yeoh.
She's on my cover this weekend. So excited.
Do you know what? She is such a fantastic down-to-earth. She's the kindest, sweetest soul. Yeah. I mean, I've been an admirer of hers for years, and it was just a dream. I'm still pinching myself.
She was sort of crazy glamorous and crazy terrifying in that film.
She said to the director, or she told me she said to the director early on, that she wasn't interested in playing a villainess. She wanted the character of Eleanor, Nick's mother, to be human. And I think through the film, I don't know what you thought, but I think you start to understand why she is the way she
exactly,
is.
Exactly, yes.
When you see the way she was treated by the grandmother and you know how she struggles to be accepted by the family, you kind of understand where she's come from and the sacrifices she's made for her son.
But is that still a thing? Sometimes I feel, and you'll know more than I do, sometimes I feel when you see those characters drawn in stories about Asian culture, that it's like, I feel like sometimes the things you hear about tradition and the, and how do I describe it? The real sense of you have to know where you come from and you know, everybody has to approve who you're marrying and all of those things.
Yeah, filial piety, that kind of.
I knew you would have a better phrase, but is that sometimes as an outsider, if you think, oh, that's what it's like, you feel like maybe you're just drawing a stereotype, but How did the film navigate?
It's interesting you said that, because when we were in the States, I was really surprised. I suppose it's not that surprising, really, that so many people came up to me after the screenings and they said, you know, my family isn't Asian, but I completely identify with what was going on there and the pressures and the kind of dynamics and the power struggles in the family. And so it feels like actually that's quite a universal thing. It kind of seems cross-culture.
Maybe my family did not care at all.
Maybe your family's super chilled.
Or lucky
you.
Interested.
No, I don't know. Well, maybe... Yeah, I think that... Well, maybe in kind of Latino families, thing. Yeah, in black... I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to generalise. But what was I saying? So about the film. Yes, so Michelle, she plays this wonderful character. And I play a character called Astrid, who is the cousin of Nick Young, played by very handsome Henry Golding. And Astrid has her own, I should say, she's got this very glamorous facade. She comes from an undeniably privileged, wealthy background, but she's not someone who buys into the trappings of wealth.
Yeah.
She's very grounded, she's very real. And when you meet her in the film, she's really struggling. Her, you know, everyone thinks she has this perfect life, this perfect marriage, you know, the perfect wardrobe, but really everything's falling apart for her. And she's one of the few people that Rachel meets in Singapore that is welcoming.
Normal.
Towards her. Normal and welcoming, And actually, I think there's a real, really strong theme in the movie that none of the women need saving, which is unusual for a rom-com, actually. All of the women, they kind of save themselves, or they find their way to saving themselves.
But also, and all of the women are sort of not aware of the battle that the other women are fighting.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And I think that was really interesting. Like, what I love about your character is that whole tension between being a feminist and, you know, not emasculating the person that you're with. And it's like, it's quite, it was a really, really interesting conversation, I thought that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really, you know, interesting for me to play. I think in many couples or families nowadays, you know, the man isn't necessarily the breadwinner,
exactly,
or isn't necessarily the most successful or the wealthiest. So that dynamic is tricky for people to cope with. And certainly my husband in the film is very insecure and behaves, you know, not very well. But then also Astrid isn't being completely honest about what she's doing. She's hiding her shopping. She's kind of, you know, tiptoeing around and actually making
and
the situation worse.
You don't have to be a crazy rich millionaire to have that dynamic going in the house.
I know.
Ask my husband.
Very, very true.
But when you were all making the film, and a lot has been made of the fact, you know, completely Asian cast, and that's it's such a rarity to see. Even that's obviously part of the specialness of the film, but making it, did you guys sort of think, do you know what, this is actually really good, this is going to be a really big hit? What sense did you have?
Gosh, well, I'd read the books before they announced they were doing the film, so I'd already, you know, really enjoyed the books and fallen in love with the character, so I knew it had great potential. But I mean, you have no idea whether people are going to respond to it, whether people are actually going to, you know, get a babysitter on a Friday night, spend their hard-earned money and go to the cinema. That's a lot. It's a lot to ask of people. And we've been really, it's been, obviously the box office success is amazing. But what's been, you know, more incredible than that has been, you know, the personal, you know, very touching responses of people who have seen the film, people who are saying, you know, we didn't realise how much we missed seeing someone who looks like me or my family on the screen. My mum and dad came to the screening last night and they watched it for the first time. And my mum, I saw her straight after and she was in tears, you know, happy tears. But she said there was a song that was on the soundtrack at the beginning that sung in Chinese. You know, there's a real mixture of stuff on the soundtrack. And she said that's a song that your papa, you know, her mum, used to sing to her when she was young.
Oh, God.
And she hadn't heard it for such a long time. And she's never heard it in, you know, in a Hollywood film.
That's so sweet. Yeah, so it's stuff like that. It really is a perfect date film. It's got a lot of heart. It's really sweet. It's really entertaining. It's visually amazing. I've never been to Singapore and now I want to go.
Yeah.
And but I would advise eat before you go. I was damn hungry when I got out of that film.
The food porn there. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
It is food porn. Yeah.
Take snacks. Quiet snacks, I should say.
Are you ready to play Is It Just Me, Gemma Chan?
Yes, I
am. You've chosen a few topics now. I have the power of choosing them.
I know you do.
You've chosen one of my favourite ones and we're going to kick off with that. It's not highbrow. The publicist is going to look super nervous.
No, I'm very happy. Let's go low. Let's go.
Is it just me, Gemma Chan, who thinks scientists should really get off their behinds and have devised by now the technology that means we never have to go to the loo?
Well, it's not just you. I
love that I've found a kindred spirit in the glamorous movie star Gemma Chan on this one.
You'd think by now they would have, you know.
I don't want to think about how much time I've wasted not only thinking, okay, I've got to go, but finding the place.
Finding the place. And they're always queuing for the women's loos.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, just the hours. Hours of time
we had,
spent.
My husband's going to get really cross if I don't tell the embarrassing story of he and I went with my daughter to see Taylor Swift at Wembley. And Wembley is a very long way from our house. Mm-hmm. And I think it took an hour of getting through the sea of people to get onto the tube platform before our hour journey to our house. And I ended up, halfway through that journey, sort of had to get off the tube to go into central London and find a loo. I ended up in tears. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, it's
it
horrible.
It had been 2 hours.
Were you not tempted to just find a, you know,
well,
alley?
Well, I said to my husband, that's it. I'm going to find a car. I'm going to do it. But I held on. But then they just keep quoting back to me that apparently I said, I mean, I was hysterical. And I said, I'm never going to Wembley again. I don't care if Jesus Christ is having sex with Beyonce on stage. I'm never going to Wembley again.
And have you stuck to that?
Well, now that I have been to the loo and I'm a bit calmer, if that was actually happening, I have to say,
you're walking
I
back
probably
a bit on that.
Would
okay.
want to yeah. see that. Yes. Yeah. What about you?
I was in Brazil traveling once. It was the last day of a 3-week, quite a grueling trip. This was back when I was a student. And on the final day, we did this trek through the jungle where you aren't allowed to wear any mosquito repellent or any sun cream because you're just half swimming through rivers.
Oh.
And I got cystitis.
Oh,
and was
God,
like, I mean,
yeah,
so I had to go to the loo so often.
Every 25 seconds.
And we were in the jungle and I got bitten by mosquitoes on my ass, on my, you know, my face. It was just, it was agony. And if there was a way that just to all be sorted and to just not have to think about it, I mean, just constant excretion of
when I was doing the fashion shows a lot in Milan and Paris, I used to think about marketing some sort of upmarket nappy for people to wear because there are sort of hours that
astronauts have to wear nappies, don't they?
Why should they have just be the ones to have the nappies? Why should they?
We could have a catheter. That would be quite uncomfortable, I think. No,
we've really thought about this. Why
we
haven't
really
science
have.
Looked into this? It costs. And imagine, you know, there's an eco responsibility here as well. If this idea takes off, I want the Nobel Prize for all the water saved from flushing toilets.
Yes, all the flushing.
Come on. I think I'm onto something here.
Okay.
When you're making a film, sometimes, and this is how obsessed I am with this topic, sometimes I'm watching.
You should tweet Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And see if he can
come up
with a solution.
I think he's got enough problems.
He's got quite a lot on his plate.
Yeah. I think poor Elon, I think maybe the sitting on the loo is the one moment of solace he's got from any drama.
Yes.
So as long as he doesn't take
his
phone in there.
Yes.
But, sometimes I'm watching films like, say, if you've got someone dressed up as Catwoman or something like that, and I think I bet you there's an assistant who says, now, have you been to the loo? Because it's going to take us 2 hours in talcum powder to get you into this thing.
Well, you know what? That is exactly how it works when you're doing a film. Like, I've done a period film where I was in all the layers of corsets, and then I did the Marvel film where I'm in a very complicated costume. And it was, honestly, it was a half hour minimum job, and with two people to help me get out of it just to have a pee. So we had to, Brie Larson and we had to kind of schedule the pee breaks during the day. Kind of military operation.
So are you allowed to tell me much about that costume, the Marvel one?
All I can say is that it was pretty uncomfortable.
Right.
And quite restrictive. And I couldn't quite lift my arms above my head. And I had to do quite a bit of fighting. So that was interesting. I play Minerva, who is...
See, I haven't gone down the rabbit hole, but I quite enjoy hearing about trips from down the rabbit hole.
It is, you know, it's the first female-led Marvel film. Yeah. One of the directors is a woman, and it's set in the 90s. I think, yeah.
I remember the 90s. Yeah.
So do
they were good. People bought magazines. It was awesome.
I know. Best decade.
You weren't alive then.
I was alive then. Absolutely. I wore my brown lipstick, my denim shorts with tights underneath. I had a maroon waistcoat. I was more of an All Saints fan.
Oh,
more of a fan vibe. But I love the 90s.
Yeah, well, I don't know what we've decided about toilets, but if there's any scientists listening, get onto it. Especially for the loo cues, especially for the ladies' loo cues.
Yes. Have you tried, what about the sheepie? Have you tried one of those?
No, I can't make my peace with that. I'm sure that I'm such a klutz. I'm sure that that's bound to go all sorts of hell wrong. I just know. Have you?
No, but I think the next festival I do, I think I'm going to, you know, this queuing, I can't be doing with the queuing for the loos anymore. I'm going to do it. Guys have that freedom. They can just whip it out any time and go wherever. So,
well, tip top celebrity, you could become the face of.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Get on to that.
Yeah. Publicist looks happy with that too. Yeah. Let's move on.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Is it just me who can never do carry-on luggage as my toiletry bag is too big?
Oh yeah, that's definitely me. And in fact, I sort of like try every time to pack lightly, and the minute I stick that thudding great toiletry bag in the suitcase, I'm sure that adds about 10 kilos. I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I mean, it's impossible, isn't it? You can't, and you've got to get all your toiletries into that tiny bag. With that's not, you know, 100 milliliters or whatever maximum. And
I put it in the big suitcase.
Yeah.
I just can't. Yeah.
But it doesn't work.
With all your promo touring, surely you've got people who take all that stuff for you. Surely you've got makeup artists who follow you around with their trolleys of stuff and you don't have to worry.
They do have their own stuff, but I always find that I end up travelling with loads of stuff myself.
Yeah.
Just if you're away for longer than a couple of days, you know, and you're going to need to wash your hair, and then, you know, you need all the moisturiser, the conditioners and all the, you know, it's just, before you know it, it's just an array of stuff that you need to take. And I love my products.
Yeah.
You know, can't be dealing with just using the hotel stuff or whatever. I've got to have all my bits with me. And yeah, so you just end up taking a whole load of stuff.
It really is a huge risk relying on the hotel products. Mm. Sometimes I've done that in the past and in some quite fancy hotels, mm-hmm. and ended up with a bar of soap the size of your thumb that's mm-hmm. for everything.
Yep.
Hair, face, body, the works.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't rely on that. And I think that, I don't know, I've become more carefree about it. I used to want to pack my moisturizer and my shower gel and my shampoo and conditioner, and I don't do that anymore.
Oh, really?
But you're more slavish.
I like, you know, I know what works for my hair, and, you know, I just like to have, you know, the same, I like that, you know, the familiar smells as well. Yeah, I don't know, hotel toiletries, they're quite, the quality can be quite dodgy, even when it's, you know, apparently made by a, a big brand.
It's all
I've
lies.
Heard Kevin Kwan, the author of Crazy Rich Asians, told me, you know, even though it says that, they give the kind of hotel chains like lower quality stuff. Even that, I know.
I'm sure this quality hotel we're in right now would never do anything like
not.
That.
But of course not.
But you have been, what I've been enjoying most on your Instagram recently is the absolutely killer outfits. I mean, every day, sometimes multiple, just fantastic. Are you a light packer? A sort of like three outfits a day?
Going on a press tour, there's just no way to pack light because there's just, it's a lot of outfits to be worn for multiple different kind of events and work stuff. But I try to pack light when I go on holiday and I never really manage it. And I take a big suitcase and I end up wearing three things on repeat.
Do you know, Diane von Furstenberg, the designer, once told me it was a sign of a weak character if you can't pack light. And I'm cop to the fact that I have a very weak character.
Same here.
I'm an average 23 kilo suitcase.
Yeah.
That's bad,
least.
Isn't it? It's bad.
I'm often slightly over the weight limit.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have to, we need options.
You want to know, even if you don't need them when you're there, you you don't use them. You want to know that they're there and it's, yeah.
And if that makes me a bad person, Gemma, then I just, I'm just going to have to deal with it. Diane von Furstenberg is just going to have to put up with me.
quite judgmental there, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be judgmental back. Okay, Gemma Chan, we're on a whistle stop today because you've got too many people to talk to for Crazy Rich Asians. So we're whizzing through today. Now, is it just me or is it just you two who still gets intimidated by walking into public spaces alone?
Oh my goodness. It's like I get massive anxiety.
I mean, that must be really weird being famous, right?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm like that famous. I don't feel that I get recognised that much. And I this anxiety like existed way before I was even an actress.
Right,
it's just like, it's, I don't know. I've walked into places and just been like, oh my God, and had to just kind of do a circuit and then just go straight back out. Yeah. It's funny, isn't it?
This is why, it's my theory about why you walk into somewhere and inevitably somebody curses the fact that our phones, everyone's just obsessed with their phones, but God, isn't it just a security blanket to have now? You can just look busy all the time.
Yeah.
You can look like you're doing something.
Yeah.
I remember pre-phone life and you just have to sit there like a lemon waiting for your late friend or wondering who to sidle up to at a party when you don't know anybody.
Yeah. But twiddling your thumbs and just
But you must be better at it now, right?
Not really. I don't think so. Mm. I mean, I've had a situation where I've when you feel like you're waiting for someone, I was like, okay, I'm just gonna kind of pretend to be on my phone. I didn't have my headphones with me or anything, so I was holding the phone up to my ear.
Yeah.
And the phone been on it for a while, pretending to be talking to someone, had my phone on loud, and then the phone rings.
Oh,
like, it's just mortifying.
That's classic.
The old.
Oh no.
I know.
Oh, I hate
why
like
why
this.
Do they feel the need to do that? That's what I don't understand.
Well,
Just stand there.
I know, but it is really hard to do. And you feel like everybody's looking at you. I was standing in a theatre once waiting. I know I was going to see a friend of mine who was in the show and I was on my own. And I actually ended up on my phone on Facebook going, I just want to sort of like loudly tell everybody that I do actually have friends because everybody else is here with their friends. And suddenly you start to feel, is everyone just pitying me right now? But then why can't I just, I'm here on my own. It's fine.
It's fine. Enjoy it. I have started, I can eat on my own. Now,
yeah, I find that harder actually.
Do you?
Yeah.
Take a book to read.
Yeah.
I've been able to force myself to do that.
But how much time do we actually get on our own ever?
Not enough, actually. No.
When was the last time you had just some time that was yours?
Probably on a flight.
It's not really the same.
I know, it's not quite. Does it count? Not really.
Definitely not in
the last few weeks.
I was at Buckingham Palace for a reception once and I was there on my own. And it was either I was going to stand there on my own all night or I had to go and introduce myself to a group of people.
Oh, God, that's just hell. I can't.
And I actually have made a really good friend out of doing that.
Oh, that's...
So
if you do put yourself out there and do it, you can.
I think it's rare that you think that's the worst thing I've ever done and I will never do it again. But yeah.
I don't know. I'm naturally very shy.
Yeah. A lot of actors are, weirdly.
Yeah.
It's like
no, I don't
you
like
go
to
into
draw attention
then you
to
can
myself.
Pretend.
I'd feel very bold going up and introducing myself to someone. What if they're not in the mood to talk to anyone? What if they just want to talk to their friend and I'm imposing? I mean, these are the thoughts that go through my mind.
Well, I mean, that is the worst thing that can happen. And you'll probably keep breathing at the other side of it. But
that's true.
But in a party, I kind of figure everybody's there and figuring they're going to talk to people.
Yes.
So...
So just get over it and just Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's a good lesson for all of us. I'm going to be seeing you later at the GQ Awards, I think.
Yes.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Okay, maybe I will introduce myself to someone I don't know.
That's a brilliant...
Oh, no.
That can be...
You'll see me absolutely crash and burn.
That can be our secret challenge.
Oh, gosh. It might be complete,
the
like...
The thing is, come on.
Social shaming.
I've seen the celebrity list. You basically know everybody who's going to be in the room anyway.
I don't know if I do. I think
you do, yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, John and Chrissy Teigen.
I've met them. I'll introduce you, John.
Oh, okay. All right, that's a deal. Excellent. Good.
It's a deal. Thank you so much. I know you're very, very busy on your Crazy Rich Asian schedule. It's been such a pleasure to have you.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
And see you soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.